God, what to do when you don't know what to do. Amen. What to do when you don't know what to do. We're going to be in 2 Chronicles 20. Praise God. But first of all, I would like to give you the setting of the drama of this story. The northern kingdom of Israel was steeped in idolatry and worshiping idols. Judah in the south was desolate. The people of God were in disarray, and fear had entered into the hearts of the people. Jehoshaphat was not a perfect man, but he had a perfect heart. He had made mistakes. He had just gone to war with Ahab, and God had sent a prophet, praise God, to warn him not to go to war. Ahab was killed, but Jehoshaphat, praise God, escaped by the skin of his teeth. And in the meantime, Ammon, Seir, and praise God, Moab and the Edomites, praise God, were coming against him and the nation of Israel, praise God, in a weak moment. And when it did look like Jehoshaphat had it all together, amen, looked like, you know, everything was good, and it didn't look like Jehoshaphat was pulled out of his spiritual tailspin. In other words, he didn't have it all together at this point. The Amorites and the Moabites and half the Edomites and the Seir, praise God, amen, formed that confederacy, decided to go attack Zidon, God's little mountain. Watch out when you attack God's little mountain, amen. God's covenant, and this is good, God's covenant does not operate by emotions. He is not blown away by the wind of human opinion. Doesn't matter what man's opinion is. Amen? He operates by his promises to his people. And in the midst of the tremendous difficulty, the circumstances towering above them, the enemy pressing to surround him from every side, when he knew that there was absolutely no answer, when he knew that there was no way out, he discovered a truth. I want you to know, as we read it, praise God, in 2 Chronicles, amen, beginning with verse 3, praise God, amen. And we're going to read them in just a second. Barak means, we're going to read them now, praise God. Go ahead and put that up there, Paul, please. And then 3 through 16. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. And said, O Lord God of our fathers, art thou the God of heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heaven? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy saying. Praise God. And when all an evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famines, we stand before this house, and in the presence, amen, for thy name is in this house. Oh God, his name is in this house, amen. And cry unto thee in all our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. Amen. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, if I say how they reward us to come to cast us out of the possession which thou hast given us to inherit. Our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our, see that? Neither know what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Praise God. Upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jehli, whatever, the son of, a Levite, and all the sons of Asaph came in the spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, thou king of Jehoshaphat, thou thus saith the Lord unto thee, be not afraid or be dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Amen. Amen. One more. 16:2. Praise God. Tomorrow, amen, go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff to Zia, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Whatever. Praise God. I'm not too good in pronouncing those names. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Berka means blessing. They went from the valley of the shadow of death to the valley of blessing. And it all happened when they didn't know. God has the right where he wants us to be. You know, when that's happening, when we don't know what to do, when we have done everything that is reasonable, when we have done everything that is sensible, when we have done everything in our own strength or power that we can do, in our own ability, and everything that seems spiritual, we've done it, yet we don't do. I think God has a right, has it right where he wants us to be, praise God, in total dependence upon him. They had to totally depend on God for his help. They could, there's no way that they could have defeated his enemies, praise God, and come against his host in their strength or their own ability. I want to share with you this evening what to do. Amen. How many of you have been there in that place where you don't know what to do in a certain situation? Amen. I bet. But number one, praise God, it says in verses 3 and 4, seek God with all your heart. Amen. Look to the Lord. Praise God. The prophet Jeremiah said, you shall seek me and you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. Amen. When you do not know what to do, when there is no answer, there is seemingly no provision, there is no way out but God, amen, and his help. You need to do what Jehoshaphat did. He called the people of God together. They stood together with him, amen. Who knows in the future, praise God, if we're going to have to come together and fast and pray and stand in the presence of God for help. Amen. Well, I got it. Amen. That's not in the message, but I've added that. Amen. It's time to seek the Lord and his wisdom and his understanding. In your midnight hour, and everyone in this room has had a midnight hour, had a time, praise God, where you seemingly, even if you had friends or whatever, praise God, you seemingly thought it was your own self that was going through this struggle, this battle that you was going through. The time God came to deliver you in the hour of destruction, from the moment the enemy came to mock and to intimidate you and to tell you you're not going to survive this time, you're not going to make it, when the enemy almost had you and you thought that you might not ever get up. That's when you must set yourself to seek the face of God with all of your heart and say, Lord, save me. Lord, help me. Amen. And I will be saved. Deliver me. I'll be delivered. Heal me and I'll be healed. Praise God. Provide for me and I'll have provision. Lord, if you do not heal me, I will perish. If you don't, I will be afflicted. If you deliver me, I will not be delivered because I cannot deliver myself. What to do when you don't know what to do? Set your face toward God and seek God with all your heart. Jehoshaphat began to remind God that he was a covenant God. But I also noticed the absence of something as he is reminding God of his covenant. I notice he doesn't try to remind God of his righteousness or holiness. In this same book, a couple of chapters earlier, Jehoshaphat had been led astray by deceiving spirits that had come forth from the lying prophets. So when Jehoshaphat came to God, he didn't come in his own righteousness. He didn't come because he was worthy, praise God, of God's help. Amen. Hallelujah. We come to God because of God's grace. Amen. And say, he didn't say, oh God, reward me according to my righteousness. But instead he said, you are God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Reward me and our people according to your loving kindness. In other words, to your grace, amen? And reward me according to your covenant promises. Reward me because you are a friend of Abraham, and I am a descendant of Abraham. You promised a covenant that would descend from the seed of Abraham. In Romans, it says, and I pray that the Holy Spirit will stamp this into your hearts, this and minds tonight. Praise God. Romans 11, 29 says, the gifts and calling of God, amen, hallelujah, are without repentance. That means that God keeps his word, amen. Hallelujah. And sometimes God keeps his word, praise God, when we're not even functioning maybe the way that we should be. God keeps his word, and when he makes a covenant with you, praise God, and we understand tonight, praise God, he made a covenant with the children of Israel that he, praise God, but thank God for the covenant that God has made, amen, through Christ for us, amen. I might have got ahead of myself, I don't know, praise God. Amen. You can be assured he will not break, God does not break his word. God. Not one jot of tittle. Every word of God will be established. For the word of God comes the power to fulfill it. Amen. When we, amen, have the word of God, God will fulfill it. People may ignore the word. People might neglect the word. They may even... But as long as we stand in faith before God, amen, and his covenant, God remains faithful. And he will not repent of the covenant he has made with his people. God had made a covenant with them many years before this time. And yet Jehoshaphat views that covenant as the authority upon which he can make this request to God because of God's covenant. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God made a covenant with Abraham. And God, amen, Abraham to his people. God, through Jesus, has made, amen, a covenant with you and I. God has covenant, amen, with me. Praise God. Hallelujah. He has promised, amen, he has promised, amen, a word of to the people, praise God, that we do not have to fear, praise God, because God is with us. He has promised his provision for ministry. He's provided and provision, praise God. Amen. He has never failed, and he will never fail those that look to him, praise God, and seek the face of God and trust him. Don't think for a moment that those promises would not be contested. Just like the promises in your life, amen. Don't think, amen, what God has promised you will not be contested. There are times when I have cried out to God. You have promised, amen, you are Jehovah Jireh. Lord, our provider. Lord, you promised that there would always be a God. Amen. You have that there would be a place for your presence. And God, I mean, he's talking about a place of worship and everything, a place for your presence. And God has always kept his word. What do you do when you don't know what to do? First of all, you seek the face of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Secondly, having done all that, you can do what? Amen. Just as Ephesians tells us, praise God, putting on the armor of God. Amen. And you stand, praise God. And when you've done everything you can do, stand. Praise God. Amen. Stand firm. Stand firm in what you believe. When you have done everything you know to do, stand firm. Stand on God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Contrary to the flight or the fight instincts, flight or fight instincts, stand. Stand in faith. Stand on the word of God. Most people, when they have done everything they know to do and there is no breakthrough, they run. Having done everything to stand, they run. They start feeling a special leading to vacate the premises instead of standing on the promises of God. Amen. God wants us to grow up where we're planted. God wants us to bloom and be a blessing where we're at. Praise God. I thank God for all the people in my ministry. Praise God. And especially the people when I first came here, the circumstances, and I'm not going into that circumstances tonight, the circumstances that were going on when I came here, I thank God, amen, that the people of God stood their ground. Amen. They did not run. Amen. They put their faith in God, and God helped us. Amen. Hallelujah. This thing may come down on my head. God is looking for somebody, if it comes down, that I am going to be standing after the dust is settled. Amen. You need to come to a place that is real enough in your spirit that you're going to stand. But sometimes Christians, when they do not know what to do and they breakthrough has not come as soon as they want it to, and the heat is on, the first tendency is to back off, withdraw from the promise. God said in Hebrews 10:38, my soul shall have no pleasure in those who draw back. You know what happens when people draw back? They draw back into the shadows from which God has delivered them. Just like Simon Peter did after he failed the Lord Jesus. Here is Peter back in the shadows while Jesus is having to stand before Pontius Pilate. While he's standing before the high priest Annas, the crowd and the false accusers who accused him, and the Bible says he opened not his mouth. The spotless, pure Lamb of God just stood there as a sheep to the slaughter. And they confront Peter as everything is about to cave in. Weren't you one of them followers that was with him, praise God, this week? He said, I don't know him. I don't know him. Anything about him. I don't know him. He said anything about him three times. Three times. Peter denied the Lord. Punctuated that with a curse. But aren't you thankful for the mercy of God, for the grace of God? You see, this isn't a message, but Peter, amen, Jesus saw something in Peter, amen, in the future. Remember, he said to Peter, you know, you're wishy-washy. Praise God. But you're going to be a pillar. You're going to be a rock. Amen. And after Jesus' resurrection, and after he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he was a rock that totally depended upon the Lord, even when he was in prison and all the stuff that happened. Praise God. Amen. But I'm thankful God for his mercy. God was merciful. And talking about mercy, God was merciful to Jehoshaphat. Amen. After Jehoshaphat stood in verse 5, all Judah stood with him in verse 13. There was a time when Moses had to stand still. Remember? He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. All of them wanted to go back to Egypt. Wanted to, flesh pots and everything in Egypt. They were bickering and they were coming against him, chiding with him, which they did a lot, you know, praise God. But we see that Moses, praise the Lord, amen, thank you, Jesus, had to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord as the Red Sea parted, and he would see, he said, I see, you know, Pharaoh no more, praise God. There was a time when the three Hebrew children had to stand in threat of the fiery furnace in Daniel 3, 15 through 18. And they never had to go through the fire again. Amen? They went through the fire, but they didn't have to go through that fire again. Amen? Sometimes we're tested and we're tried, praise God, and we make our stand, and God helps us and delivers us, and we don't have to go through that again. We might have to go through other things, but not sometimes that fiery trial, amen, that the Bible, think not about it, you know, because it's a strange thing that happens to us, and it's a difficult time in our lives. And sometimes when we, amen, go through that, we overcome that, praise God, we don't have to go through it, but maybe we have to go through other things. And they came out with even not a smell, not a singe on their hair or anything. Didn't smell like smoke, praise God. I used to go to the my insurance company, you know, agent when I was here, and I would be going in there, and I was in there five minutes to talk to them. By the time I walked out, I smelled like a chimney. I had to go home. I went, the one time I got in the car and saw, so I had to go home and change my clothes because I had that on me. But God exalted them and made them over the other, you know, they gave him a promotion. There was a time when Daniel had to make a stand, amen? They threatened him. I mean, they made a decree and everything so that to try to catch him, you know, but what did he do? He opened up the window, praise God, prayed three times a day, didn't change his walk with God, praise God. He stood, amen, praise God, hallelujah, amen, and he overcame the threats. I'm going to pray every single day, he said. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God shut the mouths of the lions. Amen. Folks, listen to me. Standing is not some new, unusual posture for Christians who are bewildered by their circumstances that are beyond their control. There's things that we have no control over. Standing is a part of the process that we stand, amen. Standing is a part of, praise God, going through the process. Now, might be in a place, praise God, in his or her life where they have done all that they know to do and you've stood and everything. Hear me, child of God, do not back off, amen. Now, just because your faith is being tested, praise God, press on, amen. Hallelujah, stand in faith in God. It may be the hardest time in your life. There may be no answer on the horizon. And standing might be the most difficult posture when nothing is happening. That's difficult, amen. But God Almighty is saying to you, stand. Having done all to stand, stand. Stand on the rock. Stand on your faith in Jesus Christ. Stand on the promises of God. When the waves are crashing around you, stand in the cleft of the rock of Mount Zion, when the storm assails you, you have done everything, amen, you can do. No, amen, amen, now just stand. That's when you are going to decide if you're going to stand upon the Word of God. You come to that point, praise God. Or seek refuge in an uncontested place. Praise God. Let me tell you, there is no such thing as an uncontested place if you're following the Lord, if you're really walking with God. Some people have left churches, praise God, because or jobs or whatever, thinking that they're going to go someplace and everything's going to be all right and it's going to be uncontested. Let me tell you, I have left churches, amen, thinking that I was going to another church would be uncontested. And my wife can tell you, amen, when I left Maine, praise God, she has, you know, she's a nice wife, you know, she doesn't beat me or anything, but she's reminded me, praise God, you that church because of one person. Amen. And now you've gone to another church and you have it worse. You know. So I've experienced that. Amen. So, you know, you seek refuge in an uncontested place. Standing is what faith does. Amen. Faith stands on the promises of God. Like Job, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I'm not going to be moved. I will not be moved to the right or to the left. Amen. My eyes are fixed on Jesus, even if I do not know the next, even though I do not know the next step in this pathway called faith. Elijah, story, amen. God told him to go to Ahab, to go to the brook Cherith, to go to Zarephath, go to Mount Carmel, praise God. But he went there not knowing his next step. Amen. Sometimes, you know, we just have to stand in faith, praise God, not knowing, amen. What do you do when you don't know what to do? Well, you stand on the Word of God, amen. God said, my word shall never pass away. I would rather stand on the, amen, upon the Word of God and the covenant of God's promises that he has given to me, praise God, rather than the assumptions of men, praise God. We need to say what David said. When he said, the whole earth, though it be moved, though the mountains slide into the sea, I shall not be moved. Stand still, God said, and see the salvation of the Lord. The church seems to be spawned a generation of Christians with no backbone. Though God has said in four chapters before our text in Chronicles 16:9, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, showing himself mighty in behalf of those hearts that is perfectly committed to him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God shows himself as we stand and we trust him, amen, shows himself mightily in our behalf. Who is he looking for? Educated people? Attractive people, wealthy people, seminary people. He's looking for people who will stand. Amen. Someone who will trust God over the doubts of men. Someone who will say, I know God, and amen, and his word, a word from God can change all the circumstances around us. Isn't it amazing that one prayer of one person can change and alter great circumstances. Amen. One person, amen, who stand on the Word of God, stand on the promises of God, amen, can change the circumstances all around their lives and in their lives. God is looking for someone who will stand Look at our lives. Look at our world. Amen. God is looking for someone who will stand in the midst of circumstances. Someone who will stand upon the Word of God. What do you do, praise God, when you don't know what to do? Amen. You stand, having done all, praise God, that you can do. You stand, and you stand on the Word of God. Thirdly, if you're willing to stand, then you need to go one step further. Ready yourself to listen and to obey the Word of God. Haggai, the prophet of God, amen, told them. What did he tell them? He told them that, praise God, the battle is the Lord's. He told them to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Praise God. And so the very posture of standing still is a posture of listening. Listening. Praise God. They needed to listen to the voice of God. Be still and know that I'm God. It's a posture of readiness. It's a posture of alertness. Praise God. Stand still. Amen. When you put on the armor of God and get all you can do to stand, and then you stand, praise God. That is a posture of willingness to hear what the Word of God says. A willingness to respond to the voice of the Lord. When people are hopping and weaving, God says, listen, I have a word for you. Amen. Stand still. Praise God. I want to speak to you. Are you willing to listen to the voice of God? Are we hungry for His word and desirous for His will? There is a story of the farmer who desired and was seeking for the baptism of the Holy Spirit so badly. And he saddled his horse and said, Lord, I'm going up to that mountain, praise God, over there. And I'm not going to take any food. I'm not going to take any water. And I'm not coming down from that mountain until I'm baptized in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Amen. I will die if I am not filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the hunger. And the thing of it is, he felt the need of his life. And as soon he got all ready to go up to that mountain, got saddled and everything, that he was determined, as soon as he got on the horse, he started talking in tongues. He got filled with the Holy Ghost. When we are ready to stand, God is usually ready to speak. It says Jehoshaphat stood and all the Judah stood. And in the moment, the Spirit of God came upon Jehaziel. Amen. Verse 14, the son of somebody. The point is they didn't know who he was. He had to be identified by his family tree because his name is totally insignificant. Isn't it something that God uses, amen, insignificant people? Amen. Uses people who don't have a title sometimes, don't have prestige sometimes, don't have money and all that kind of stuff. Praise God. Amen. He's not some prominent prophet. He was probably maybe a teenager. He probably thought, Lord, do you really want to use me? And I encourage you, amen, everybody in this church, I almost preached on it and I won't preach on it, but I encourage you to let God use you. And I'm going to preach on that. Praise God. I got to work that out. Amen. That's a message coming. Amen. I'm ready. I'm looking forward to it. But I wanted to preach it tonight, but I just couldn't have it all together the way I wanted. Standing in the midst of the people, he decided to be responsive, praise God, to God. And said, Lord, do you really want me to use me? Sometimes we have to think that. Do you really want to use me? And when he opened up his mouth, he prophesied like a trumpet. When the prophecy came forth, the battle is not yours, but the power. Amen. It's God's. Stand still and know the salvation of God. The third thing, when we don't know what to do, amen, when we're standing, is to be ready yourself to listen and obey the Word of God. Be ready to obey God. Amen. And how many of you are listening to God, others in the past, and some of you in the past. Amen? Hallelujah. And how he was going to use the church. He has spoken about how he is going to use the church. The dreams that Miss Rosa had and the visions and people had in our church that they had, praise God, that we would be a lighthouse, and how the glory of God would be so strong in our midst, and I mean, to win souls, to heal bodies, to heal broken hearts and mend lives. Amen. Hallelujah. God's word doesn't fail. That God would bless it. Bless our church. Pour out his spirit upon our church. Amen. And it would be given, and we are the recipients of those people's prayers and faith. Even though some of you didn't even know these people, you're a recipient. You walk through that door and you sense the presence of God in this place, praise God, it's because of your prayers, but it's also the prayers that are bottled up in heaven and all this gone. I mean, I don't have time to list them all tonight. Praise God. But you know, the people who's here, they know what I'm talking about. Praise God. We are experiencing God's blessings now and will in the future. Revival from God. A move of God. A touch of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you think the powers of darkness have stood against the word? That he hasn't fought against this church every step of the way? The people in the church every step of the way? Amen. You better believe it. Thank you, Jesus. When you serve God and you're doing a work for God, you pay a price. Amen. You pay a price. Sally and I have paid a price to be in the ministry. Just as the enemy surrounded Jehoshaphat to destroy him now. Amen. In every, you know, the enemy would like to drive this church right out of business. But guess what? He's a loser. Amen. He'd like to use division, gossip, financial problems, affliction, sickness, discouragement, etc., etc. Satan would like to reduce this church and the move of God that God intends for us to have to nothing but a vapor and a memory. But Satan will never succeed. Do you know why, praise God, he will never succeed? Because there is a word from the Lord. There is promises from the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against him. Praise God. Hallelujah. What do we do when we don't know what to do? First of all, we seek the face of God. Secondly, we stand, and we stand on the word of God and the promises of God. And remind yourself that all the promises in Jesus are yea and amen, fulfilled for us in the finished work of Calvary. Amen? Hallelujah. Having done all, so seek the Lord. Having done all, praise God. Amen. Know, stand. Amen. And ready to listen and obey God. Amen. When God speaks to us, even before you receive the victory, and this is what's difficult in time. Even before you receive your victory, you need to decide to praise the Lord. The principle of faith where you stand and praise God before you know the outcome in advance, before it happens. You praise him for, amen, what he's going to do. You praise him for salvation of loved ones. You praise him for, amen, financial needs being met. You praise him for being filled with the Holy Ghost. You praise him, praise God, for deliverance and healing and all that kind of stuff. Praise the Lord. Amen. You praise him before, amen, hallelujah, when you stand, praise God before you know the outcome in advance. Prayer and praise, is the language of true faith. It's the language of true faith. If you cannot praise God, then you are shallow in your faith dimension of your life. You show me a person who walks in faith, I'll show you a person who walks in praise. Amen? God had to correct Abraham when he tried to fulfill the promise in his flesh. The result was the son Ishmael by Hagar. Did God cut Abraham off? Did God deny Abraham his promise? No. He came to Abraham and he told him, thou art, amen, to have a child, but it shall come exactly how I've declared it. Amen. Things come exactly how God declares them in his word. Amen. And it shall come through Sarah. And the Bible says Abraham did not fall on his face and start groaning because of the mess that he was in, and that he created. He began to thank God. Amen. He began to believe God and thank God. And Abraham told Sarah, praise God, because you are going to have a son. And that is when, amen, he began to receive strength. The moment, praise God, amen, he began to praise the Lord and declare the promise of God, there was a quickening of reproductive life. There was a quickening of reproductive life. Amen. New Testament says, and Abraham called those things that were not as though they were. When you praise the Lord, amen, and you're going through some difficulties in your life, amen. When you praise the Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, then, amen, those things that you don't see yet, amen, you're calling those things that are not as though they are because you praise the Lord and worship him. When Jehoshaphat was surrounded by the enemy, number one, he sought the Lord. Number two, praise God, amen, he stood in the midst of his circumstances and he stood, amen, on the covenant that God had made, amen, with Israel. He stood upon the promises of God. He listened and he obeyed. Amen. And they also began to praise the Lord. You know, in verse 21, he appointed praisers. In verse 22, the moment, oh, hallelujah, power and praise. We praise the Lord. Amen. When we seek the Lord and when we stand on the promises of God and we praise God, listen and obey, praise God, and we begin to praise the Lord. The moment we begin to praise the Lord, there is liberty. There is deliverance. Praise sets us free. Amen. Praise sets us free. Praise the Lord. Amen. And for this time to stand, praise God, in the face of adversity. Amen. It's time to stand on the promises of God. It's time to stand when you do not know what to do. Listen to the voice of God. Seek the face of God. And begin to praise the Lord even before you see what's over the other hill or the horizon. They began to see, they put aside praisers and they began to praise the Lord as they went forth. Amen. With the ark and everything, the people, praise God, to go to war. Praise God. Now, God told them they didn't have to fight the battle. God told them to stand still. And, you know, they're going forth, praise God, and doing their part. I mean, it wasn't a lack of faith or they wasn't, amen, they went forth praising the Lord, praise God, for what God was going to do. And they didn't know what it was. And then they sent that watchman out and he checked things out, praise God. And then the Lord, amen, had an ambush and they all killed each other. No matter what it is in your personal life, our country, whatever we face in circumstances, amen, in our lives, amen, when we begin to seek God, stand on the word, listen and obey, and begin to praise the Lord. Amen. There's power in praise. Amen. Praise binds the enemy. Praise binds the demonic powers. Amen. Praise brings the heathen, amen, to Christ. Praise, amen, will cause Christians and the people of God to get on their knees and get things right with the Lord and getting, you know, get where they should be with the Lord. Praise makes a big difference, amen, in our lives. When you're going through something and you're standing on the Word of God, you listen to God and everything, you're seeking the Lord and you're having trouble, praise God, and you're asking God for help. You don't know what to do. You're asking God for help. And boy, I'll tell you what, I mean, I'm better, praise God. But I'll tell you what, the last week and a half, I suffered like I've never suffered in my life. I could not hardly walk across the floor because of the pain was excruciating. My wife felt sorry for me. Praise God. You know? But thank you. What was I doing in that? Praise calling on the name of the Lord. Asking God to help me. Amen. I was praising Him. Praise God. You know, I was standing on the Word. Amen. I was seeking the Lord. And I was, listening to obey what He wants me to do. Praise God. But in the midst of it, I praise the Lord. Lord, I praise you for my healing. I praise you that by your stripes I'm healed. Amen. I praise you, praise God. Ask anything in your name, you're going to do it. Praise God. And sometimes it doesn't happen right away. Praise the Lord. But the thing of it is, you've got to stand. You got to believe. And it's for every aspect and every area of our lives. When we don't know what to do, we seek the Lord. We stand on the Word of God. Amen. And we praise the Lord. Seek the Lord. Stand on the Word of God. Amen. Listen and obey and praise Him. Hallelujah. You got something going on in your life tonight? Amen. In something maybe you don't know what to do in your life? Praise the Lord. Or you need liberty, you need freedom tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, amen. Stand on His word, believe His word. Hallelujah. And listen to God, Lord, but praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise Him for your husband to get saved. Praise Him for your wife to get saved. Praise Aunt Susie and Uncle Bob and Cousin Lily and praise your family members and everything for their salvation. Praise Him for God to intercede for our nation. Praise Him, praise God, hallelujah, for the provision that you need in your life, depending on the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, people give to you, you know, we're on retirement and everything, and this isn't for anybody, but it's been a blessing for us to be able to minister because the church just gave me a little something for preaching. Well, let me tell you, we wouldn't have made it. We would not have been able to pay our bills if I hadn't been ministering. But I said to the Lord this week, I said, now God, when they get a new pastor, that's good, because you're not my source. The church isn't our source. Our source is the Lord. Amen. He's the provider. Praise God. When He makes a way when there's no way, seemingly, and He makes a way in every aspect of our lives tonight. Praise God. But I want to praise Him. I want to praise Him. Praise You, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I've been praising the Lord and asking the Lord. Believe in God, Lord, for Eric and my household salvation, for all my grandkids and all my family to know You as your personal Savior, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm praising. Praise God. I don't know what's on the horizon. But Lord, I'm praising you for people to be healed. I'm praising you for the outpouring of your spirit. I'm praising you for a revival. I'm praising you for souls to get saved. I'm praising you, praise God. Hallelujah. I don't see it happening right this moment. Amen. But we're standing on God's word. We're believing God. Amen. We're seeking, our church is seeking the Lord. And we love the Lord. I'll tell you what, I had the best service, and you probably could have noticed. I told Sally, I had the best, have the same experience I had this morning, but that's okay. But I'll tell you, my in the presence of God, for me this morning, I was praying in tongues and worshiping the Lord. Probably Bonnie heard me, praise God, and Donna Kay, she was in front of me, praise God. But I was just praising the Lord and just worshiping the Lord, singing sometimes. I was mostly just praying in tongues and worshiping God and praising the Lord. Praise God. It was off the charts. Amen. Haven't had that experience. And now, doesn't matter. I don't know what everybody else was doing. But I'll tell you what. I really enjoyed the presence of God. You probably could, because I got kind of loud this morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I just came to praise the Lord. I just came to praise the Lord. I just came to praise His lovely name. I just came to praise the Lord. I just came to praise the Lord. I just came to praise the Lord. I just came to praise His holy name. I just came to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. How about just 5 minutes of intense worship and praise from the house? God deserves it. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. He's worthy to be praised. Exalt you, Jesus. I glorify your name, Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. I praise you, Jesus. Lord, I seek your face, Lord. Standing on your word, God. I'm praising you. Praise God for what's going to happen. Amen. I'm praising you. Praise God. You know the future. You know what's on the horizon. But God, we're believing you for it. And we're praising you for it. We're worshiping you for it. We're exalting you for it. Praise God. I love you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. I exalt you, Jesus. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountains of His holiness. Beautiful the situation, the joy of the whole earth. Mount Zion on the sides of north, the city of the great King. Yes, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountains of His holiness. Beautiful the situation, the joy of the whole earth. His Mount Zion on the side to the north, the city of the great King. What a mighty God. Serve, oh, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him, heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God is He. Yes, what a mighty God is He. Oh, what What a mighty God is He. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God is here. He's able, He's able. I know He, oh, too high. He's able, He's able. I know He is able. I know my God is able to carry me through. Yes, He's able, He's able. I know He is able. I know my God is able to carry me through. He has healed the brokenhearted. He sets the captives free. He made the lame to walk again, and He walked on troubled sea. Praise God, He's able, He's able. I know He is able. My God is able to carry me through. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Praise God. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, God. We can go through the waters. Amen. And we won't be drowned. We won't be harmed. Thank You, God, that we can go through the fire. Praise God, and we won't be touched, God. Thank You, Jesus, that You're not just the God of Jacob, but You are the God of, amen, through Jesus Christ, You are our God tonight. Amen. And our God reigns. Amen. Our God reigns. People in this world might think, praise God, that they reign. Praise God, but we know, amen, that You reign, Lord, that You are sovereign. Praise God. Amen. And there's coming a day, praise God, when everybody's going to know that You're a sovereign God, that You're in control, that You are the mighty one, the holy one. Hallelujah. Praise God. God, Jehovah. Amen. El Shaddai. You're, amen. Praise God. You're all in all. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus.